I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Thursday, November 21st. Police in Weymouth are investigating the scene of a crash on Washington Street where a 78-year-old woman was fatally struck by an SUV yesterday afternoon. The Norfolk County DA's office says the Weymouth woman was hit by the SUV just after 1 o'clock yesterday. The driver remained at the scene. First responders transported the woman by ambulance to South Shore Hospital, where she was pronounced dead at about 1:40 p.m., about a half hour after the crash. The woman's name is currently being withheld pending notification of her family. Police said no charges were immediately filed, and the crash is under investigation by Weymouth Police and the Norfolk District Attorney's Office. Troopers from the Massachusetts State Police Collision Analysis and Reconstruction Section and Crime Scene Services Section, who responded to the scene, are also assisting in that investigation. Now, firefighters are continuing to battle a brush fire in the Blue Hills Reservation in Milton, just one of about 400 fires burning across the state amid unprecedented drought conditions. The Department of Conservation and Recreation has blocked the road at Hillside Street to stop people from entering the Blue Hills Reservation by Houghton's Pond, where the fire appears to be. The closure extends from a three-way stop sign at Blue Hill River Road to the intersection of Unquity and Chickatobit Roads. Houghton's Pond main lot, along with lots B and C, are also closed to ensure the safety of firefighters and first responders. About 100 firefighters battled what started out as a 1 to 2 acre fire about a half mile into the woods near Houghton's Pond, most left by dark last night for a small crew to monitor. Wind and fire conditions are so volatile right now that Milton's fire chief says the fire spread to about 20 acres in the first hour, and getting water to the top of the hill has been a challenge from the beginning. The fire has since quickly grown to more than 40 acres off Hillside Street near Houghton's Pond. Hillside Street in the Blue Hills will be closed until further notice as crews work on extinguishing brush fires across 40 acres of the 7,000-acre property managed by DCR. More than 3,000 acres across Massachusetts have burned this year from fire, something that Dave Salino, the chief fire warden with the state, says hasn't happened in 20 years. And he says with no ignition from things like lightning, all the fires are being caused by humans. It comes after nearly all of Massachusetts is in a critical drought, now just one step away from an emergency declaration after 3 months of virtually no rainfall. There is some rain in the forecast now, and officials say it remains crucial for residents to practice aggressive indoor water conservation to maintain sufficient supply and pressure in public water systems. Shelves remain empty at many Stop and Shop stores across Massachusetts, a week after the grocery chain's parent company said operations were impacted by a cybersecurity attack. A sign posted on a Stop and Shop shelf read, quote, "Due to IT system outages that are affecting some of our behind-the-scenes applications, product deliveries may be slightly delayed. We are working to restock our shelves as quickly as possible. Thanks for your patience," end quote. Customers also complained on the supermarket's Facebook page that they haven't been receiving Go rewards. Ahold Delhaize USA, which owns Stop and Shop and Hannaford, warned customers that some pharmacy and e-commerce operations had been affected by the ongoing cybersecurity issue. Despite the ongoing issues, a spokesperson for Stop and Shop assured customers that turkeys and hams are available for purchase ahead of Thanksgiving. Yesterday, Stop and Shop spokesperson Caroline Medeiros said that customers should not worry about Thanksgiving items, that Stop and Shop expects to have plenty of turkeys, hams, stuffing, and potatoes in all its stores, with fewer empty shelves every day. Cyber attackers are known to target supply chains because they can steal an enormous amount of data, but also because such organizational structures are easier to exploit one link in the chain with weak cybersecurity, and the hacker is in, with the potential to maneuver into other databases. After listening to customer feedback, Stop & Shop recently decided to remove bag fees in most of their Massachusetts stores. New president Roger Wheeler also said prices were being cut on about 3,500 items. On Monday, Hannaford announced that its app for online deliveries and digital coupons was back online after more than a week of being down. Stop & Shop has 117 locations across Massachusetts. Hannaford has 16. An investigation into the cause of the cybersecurity incident is ongoing. A Thanksgiving staple for many in New England won't be on store shelves this holiday season. Bell's Foods says its traditional stuffing is unavailable this year because of a supply issue. Other Bell's products, like its famous seasoning, gravy, crispy onions, and turkey brine, are in stock at supermarkets. Some customers have been asking on social media what happened to Bell's stuffing, as many make their Thanksgiving dinner preparations. The previous owner ran into financial trouble. Bell's Foods LLC says production was halted. The Bell's product line was at risk of disappearing, according to a company spokesperson, but new ownership bought the brand and was able to restart manufacturing. Unfortunately, stuffing is the one Bell's offering that was not ready in time for Thanksgiving. It is expected to be back on shelves early next year. Bell's was founded by William G. Bell in the kitchen of his Newton home back in 1867. He came up with the savory blend of seven spices and sold it through a pushcart at Faneuil Hall. By 2018, a factory in South Weymouth was pumping out a million boxes of the popular seasoning, which features a blue turkey on the cover every year. The new ownership says that Bell's products are now being manufactured outside of Massachusetts. Residents in two communities are dealing with discolored water coming out of their pipes, and they said it's the latest issue in a years-long process to get clean water. Town of Holbrook working to fix the issue by developing a so-called Tri-Town water treatment plant in Braintree. The town of Holbrook said Tuesday's muddy water is the result of Monday night's work on the project. The statement went on to say the new plant should be completed by January 2026. And they say if anyone's water was still discolored to flush their system by letting their bathtub or shower run. The neighboring town of Randolph also reported discolored water as a result of that construction. The Quincy Police and Fire Departments, along with Quincy Ward 2 City Councilor Richard Ash, are hosting a safety meeting at the 1000 Southern Artery Senior Center today. Residents are encouraged to attend the meeting at 2 o'clock this afternoon and also to bring relatives or caretakers that they think will be a good addition to the presentation and the conversation. Quincy Police and Firefighters will discuss some of their initiatives, including mitigating the risk and responding to scams, fire prevention, and more with the residents, and also we'll hear from the audience. Norfolk County Sheriff Pat McDermott announcing Boston legend Steve Sweeney will headline a sober comedy night tonight, presented by the Hope Center, along with local comedians Shea Spillane, Jack Lynch, and some other special guests. The show will take place inside the Heated Pavilion at the Braintree Public Safety Complex from 7 to 9 this evening, next to the Hope Center. The Hope Center aims to provide healing, opportunity, purpose, and engagement for justice-involved individuals recently released from custody. The center team works with clients to create personalized plans for success and provides the support needed to reach their goals through peer support, education, and job resources. Proceeds from the Sober Comedy Night will benefit the Norfolk County Sheriff's Office CARES, a nonprofit founded to shape 21st century public safety in Norfolk County through community outreach, intervention, prevention, and education. A check of business news this morning, and stocks are mixed. The Dow was up 139 points. The Nasdaq dropped 21. The S&P is up just a fraction. Global stocks mostly lower. The dollar fell. The euro is down. Oil at $69 a barrel. In sports, the Bruins host the Utah Hockey Club at the Garden tonight at 7. Celtics will be in Washington against the Wizards tomorrow night at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, wind and rain and a rather raw day with highs only in the upper 40s this afternoon. The rain will continue into this evening, the low of 45. More rain tomorrow, mainly in the afternoon, a high tomorrow 51. Showers or the breezy on Saturday, the high of 48. Partly cloudy, windy on Sunday, the high 51. For the boater, there is a small craft advisory that goes into effect this afternoon. Waves 2 to 3 feet, that east wind 15 to 20, will gust to 30 knots later today and a high tide 3:21 p.m. Sunrise 6:42, sets at 4:17. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Thursday, November 21st.